him. And all the other ones. What are you doing with that sticker there, Cairns? What are you doing?
They're mutilating it. It's the Radio Caroline sticker.
Oh, somebody sent us a Radio Caroline sticker. They interrupt with our medium wave transmissions on 254 meters, so Kim has just mutilated the sticker. And I think he enjoyed every centimeter of it.
Oh, I could chill up my spine when I think of the mutilation I can do.
All right, just control yourself a couple of secs. John Vettage didn't send that in, somebody else did, but John Vettage lives in Edinburgh, 50 Broughton Road, and he says
he doesn't like some of the people who write these damn songs they put onto the Eurovision. He says,
why don't they have some good songs? He says, considering Britain has the best pop writers in the world, look at the people like the Beatles and so on, there should be no problem. Why can't they write a song for Eurovision? Well, then...
Songs, that's true, yes.
Yeah. But somebody else wrote a suggestion that we should, that there should be an international Eurovision contest open to anybody who could sort of...
That listeners in England are going to be subjected to a thing which we were subjected to a year ago in Sweden, a song called Ring Ring. I believe that that is going to be
Abba's follow-up after that delightful little ditty about toilets and things called Waterloo.
It's the Radio Sweden Flop of the Week.
And this is what it sounds like. Ring, ring.
Abba. Broadcast interference.